Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only six numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these six numbers, 785-833.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up. This is the Bobby Bones Show. Let's go.
Welcome to Thursday Show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Okay, let's go. Let's get it on. By the way, tomorrow is a big Christmas gift exchange. Yes. A spicy Christmas where somebody, if they don't like their gift, they can go to the box of boxes of luxury. But in those boxes of luxury, luxurious items or the little Nitro hottest gummy in the world.
Oh my God.
The hottest chip in the world.
I don't like that.
Somebody could die.
Yeah. Ooh.
Tomorrow morning, ooh, right here on the Bobby Bones Show. That's right. All right, Eddie, you're up first. What you got, buddy?
Man, let me just say, Mike D is a pleasure to share a room with. I had to do that this past weekend. Mike D and I were roommates. We stayed in the same hotel, and it was very nice.
He's quiet. I've lived with him multiple times.
Yeah, that's one of the things. I wrote down a couple of things that I liked about being Mike D's roommate. You want to hear them?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the first thing is, he doesn't say much. Pretty awesome. Mm-hmm. Not a lot to say. You don't
quiet
have to entertain.
Quiet Mike in the house. Or you think. Do you ever really know? He's quiet.
He goes to bed early. But he doesn't demand you to go to bed early.
Night-night Mike. Is he asleep? And he's nice about it. But like, night-night Mike.
He doesn't say turn the lights off. Mm-hmm. He's just like, He goes to sleep. I like that. Then he wakes up early, but he doesn't wake you up. He's very quiet.
Rise and shine Mike.
I woke up and I look over. He was gone. I think he went to work out or something. Like, wow, that was very nice. I didn't even notice he was gone.
David Copper Mike.
And then for me, the most important one, he picks up after himself in the restroom, in the bathroom. Like, there were no towels everywhere. There wasn't stuff everywhere. His towel was nicely hung right there. He looked like he had taken a shower. I love that. Man, anytime I need to share a hotel room with Mike, I'm in.
Tidy Mike for the win.
Tidy Mike.
Wow. Mm-hmm, Tidy Mikey.
There you go.
All right, Lunchbox, you go now.
Joe Nichols may be the smartest person in country music because the other day I got a package up here and Joe Nichols must be a fan of the show. He must listen every morning. I get him through days. I don't know. He just listens because he said, hey, Merry Christmas. Enjoy a pair of boots. Joe Nichols.
Wow, he sent you boots?
He sent me boots. So eat that. He knows I'm the MVP of the show. And he was like, I want to say thanks for, you know, being so funny on air. And he sent me a pair of boots. And it is finally glad that someone respects me.
I am finally glad.
Is he a big Lunchbox fan?
Yeah, he must be.
Guys, I got boots too.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, I got boots. It's the same letter.
Oh, yeah, I did too.
Oh, Bobby has the boots.
Bones, you got...
I got these. And Amy, you have some boots in the other room.
Oh, I do?
Yeah, and so does Morgan.
No. Oh, wow.
Wow.
I didn't know.
I literally thought I was the only one that got boots, and Joe Nichols was a fan of mine, and he was just like saying...
But you got included.
I did. That's what I was saying. I was like, he went above and beyond and said, screw everybody else.
No.
But I thought that.
Yeah.
And anyway,
but thank you, Joe Nichols. And then thank my question, you. Can I ask another question?
And I was like, yeah, yeah.
Can Sunny I ask another question? 75.
I'm going to answer your questions here. Tequila makes her clothes fall off.
Now, can I ask my question?
I thought that's what you're going to ask.
No. My question is, hey, other artists, what's going on? Mm. Where's our Christmas present?
Don't ask.
I'm not. Okay. I'm just saying, where are they?
Okay. Amy, you're up. Go ahead.
Okay, so Mike D had posted, I think on Instagram and Twitter, he just said, what's the worst movie you saw this year? Because he's Movie Mike. He's a movie podcast. So I guess he was trying to collect data for that. And I noticed that Lunchbox left a comment and said Holiday Harmony, which is the Christmas movie that I was in. And it just seemed so uncalled for. I don't know why. He didn't even watch it. So how can he say it's the worst movie he saw this year?
Amy, I will say I laughed, though, when I saw that comment.
I mean, I did too.
So it's
to
like
be
a
honest.
Double insult. He didn't watch it and he commented.
I get it. I laugh too. But I just don't understand why he hates on anybody else's success. Mm-hmm. Abby in particular, me.
She has no success. She has pity.
Okay, whatever. Okay, never mind. I shouldn't have brought her up. But the thing is too, Bobby, when you have certain things, he never says anything about what you have going on or what you do. It's almost like he picks the weaker or who he thinks are the weaker.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what bullies do. It's like literally the definition.
Oh, so you're saying you're weak?
You're a 41-year-old.
You pick on the women.
Father, oh. Husband, man, bully.
Interesting.
Yeah. It's, yeah.
Sure. He did say Holiday Harmony. And he got 43 likes.
I mean, yeah, it's funny. Like, I get it. But he's just so obnoxious. And I don't understand why he can't just be supportive.
I'm sorry that happened.
It's fine.
Man, sorry you hate comedy.
Ray.
From Mountain Pine, Arkansas, he plays golf with Eddie, and he's quick at getting ready. Bobby Bones.
Sure, thank you very much. Which, by the way, today I have on my suit. My wife has said, hey, you like to wear these. They're not sweats. They're kind of a... You can pull them off with a nice shirt or a t-shirt. But she's like, why don't you get matching ones? Because I'm so colorblind, and I'm constantly asking, does this match? Does this match? And I don't want to wake her up, so sometimes I just come to work, and I'm like, oh, crap. So she's helped me pick... This wasn't my thing, but she's helped me pick out... Do you like when I wear the last few days I've had matching stuff on.
That's very nice.
Like my jacket on my shirt matches my pants.
Yeah.
I feel pretty good. Notice. Like I'm put together and I match and I don't feel like, because I'm so colorblind, it sucks. So, but thank you. And I do get ready pretty quickly in the morning. That wasn't what I was here for today. So I'm going to give you guys a quick good news update on Stanley, my bulldog, a.k.a. Fatness Everdeen, a.k.a. Fat King Cole, a.k.a. Fats Domino, a.k.a. he goes to the Church of Fatter-Day Saints.
That's the new one. I like that.
And he's gotten a little fatter because he blew out his ACL, but we got x-rays and they're healing up perfectly, and he'll be able to, as of now, go on 15-minute walks first time, and as of January 3rd, go back and play with other dogs.
Yeah,
it's a big day.
That's
big
awesome.
Day for us. So we're very excited about that because he's been going crazy. And that's all. Because you don't want to go to the Church of Fatter-Day Saints.
Fat Sajak.
And that Fat Sajak, yeah. That's who he is. The Fat
so
Bulldog.
Good.
What do you say? All right, that's what's up. Thursday, welcome to the show. Let's go. It is time to open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. I ordered one, but I got two TVs. Should I return one or should I keep them both? Would that make me a terrible person? Thanks for the advice. Girl with two TVs who's trying to stay a good person. Interesting. This happens at times. She has two. She only paid for one. What does she do?
It's tough.
No, it's not.
It's easy.
No, it's not. Yes. You call and you go, I got two TVs. Do you want me to send the other one back?
And they might say, no, just keep it.
That's happened to us.
Because of shipping. It happened to me with bicycles.
We had a planter. We ordered a big planter to put plants in outside the house. And they sent the wrong color. And we called. We're like, hey, we need to ship this back. And they were like, it costs too much to ship back. Just keep it. We'll send you another one. And we're like, we promise we didn't lie. Then all of a sudden we feel guilty. We're like, no. We promise. It happened with you with the bike.
Mm-hmm.
And so they may want it back or they may not. What I would worry about, if you keep both of them, they then realize it. And then somewhere down the line, you get charged for two. Why are you biting your teeth?
Because it's tricky. Because you're risking that. Yes. You're hoping that.
But you didn't have two anyway. You're not losing anything.
Oh, but now you do. And
no, you're
right,
losing
right
a
there,
TV.
Dude.
That's why you just sit there and say, you know what? We can put one on the back patio.
But again, they may go, oh, it looks like two have been signed for there. We need to charge them for that one.
But what do you always say, Bones? That makes so much sense. Prove it.
Yeah.
They can't easily because you signed for it.
Oh, dang, I did?
Usually it's just dropped off of my front porch.
I would call and say, hey, we got sent an extra TV.
Or you could call and say, hypothetically, if we got an extra TV.
Let's just say.
My friend.
Yeah.
I would be concerned at some point that we're going to charge me for it, and I'm not really expecting that charge, nor did I have it budgeted. It's like when the work pays you a little too much by accident because they messed up. You know eventually they're going to come get it.
Yeah.
So I would call and say, hey, let's just say I got extra TV.
Let's just say.
What do I do? And 38% chance you get to keep the second TV. But odds are no, but a good chance you get to keep the second one.
Yeah, I'll just say Merry Christmas to me.
Yeah. I call. What do you do?
Call.
You?
I think you're right. I'll just call and tell him I got two TVs.
Just because you don't want to charge
double.
Why
do you fold like a lawn chair?
You don't want to charge double.
No, man. He's right. It makes sense.
It's not even about being a good person. It could be, but you just don't want to get charged double.
Say a little prayer before you call, though, and say, please, please tell him.
Who are you praying to?
TV gods.
Yep. Exactly. Okay. That's why. All right. Thank you. Call. You'll probably get to keep it anyway. That's the mailbag.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
We're looking out for ways that you guys can either benefit in life or to keep you from getting in trouble. And so anytime we see a scam out there, because they're everywhere, we come on the air, we go, scam alert, scam alert, scam alert. And then we share it with you. And some of them, they're really smart people trying to do really dirty things. Like the links they send, the way they get us an email. Sometimes it's just idiots trying to get us to do idiotic things. Now, Amy, what do you have this time?
Mine's in person.
Okay.
Yeah. So this guy outside of Walgreens was trying to ask me if I had change for 100 because he needed to break it.
Okay.
Well, luckily I didn't, but I wouldn't have fallen for it anyway because I'm on the alert for scams. He's outside of Walgreens. If he needed change, he could just go into the cashier and say, hey, can I break this? Or he could buy a pack of gum and break it. But what I think is his $100 bill that he was trying to give me was counterfeit, and he wanted my real 20s or 10s or whatever so he could go away with a legit $100.
That's interesting because something's up.
Yeah.
Or he just go in. So good on you. Scam alert! Scam alert! Who had the story of the person, maybe we talked about it, like, can I pay you to put on your credit card?
Me. That's me too.
Oh boy. Amy sent so many where she almost gets scammed.
Oh wow.
Go ahead.
No. This was crazy. I mean, my daughter was with me and even she was like, wow, that's a scam. We were checking out and he said, hey, if you pay with credit card, this is going to be $200. Now, if you pay with cash, $100. The difference in that makes it a no-brainer for you to want to pay cash.
My theory would be,
he's pocketing it.
He can take the cash. He doesn't have to ring it up. It won't be
exactly
caught in any sort of inventory.
Okay.
Right. This is off the books. Yeah. He just wants the cash and he's selling it to us. And so
not a scam. Hey.
Not a scam at all.
Yeah. Well, that's like, give me the address alert. Give me the address alert.
No, I felt like I was participating in something illegal, but yeah, Stashir and I hopped in the car and went and found an ATM and I got $100 and I paid cash, but it felt so shady.
But you don't know that it was.
But I mean,
but you don't know that it was.
$100 difference, that's a lot.
But you don't know that it was.
You don't know.
It's a big credit card fee.
You did what he told you to do. You didn't steal anything.
I know, but I know that he was doing such a large difference. You don't do that. It's not like he would say, oh, okay, it's just going
to
be a 10% markup.
I'm trying to give you the benefit of you.
No. I'm telling you, it felt so wrong, but also.
Felt so right.
What am I going to say? Oh, yeah, swipe it for $100 more? Heck no. I went and got cash.
I wonder what it was.
What I was buying?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Was it something you can produce easily?
I'll tell you off air.
And untraceable?
Honestly, as in probably one of the sketchier parts of town. I'd never been there. Even Stashira was worried.
Huh.
I'll tell you later what we were buying.
Okay. Scam alert! Scam alert! And here's a scam that somebody on the show is trying to do. Lunchbox, how's your angel doing?
I haven't got adopted yet.
So Lunchbox created an angel. We told him not to, but he created one of these angels on a tree where somebody comes in and goes, I'd like to help people less fortunate, and I would like to get them some gifts. But he filled one out for himself. And what did you put on the angel?
I had a Garmin. Let me tell you exactly the type of watch. It is called the Garmin
running watch.
Forerunner 955 Solar. It is the best running watch of 2022, according to all the reviews. I also put on the new Jordans because I've never had them. I mean, varsity red. never had a pair of Jordans, and an official FIFA World Cup soccer ball.
Did you put your size on there?
Yes.
What are you, like a 10?
11.
Are you sure?
I put my feet in my shoes every single day.
All right.
And I have not got an email or a phone call saying.
Do you put your age on there?
It just says birthday.
But did you put 1981?
Did you put the year in your birthday?
No.
I mean, I may have upped it a little bit.
Oh.
I said 85.
Okay, so you're still an adult.
But you're still old.
You're still in your 30s.
I know, but I'm not 40s.
Wait.
Yeah, that didn't work.
That's why you're not getting adopted. And I'm glad you're not getting adopted.
But yeah, I've got no email, no call saying that someone has adopted me and that my presence will be arriving.
Yeah, because people are looking at you on the tree. Like, we went and got a angel tree situation.
Did you
and
give
my
me?
Kids went shopping for...
I don't even know which one you're on.
It's a
I would take it and just throw it away.
It's a four-year-old little girl. Her favorite color's pink. She needed, like, some clothes and a backpack and books. And, like,
that's reasonable,
and your kids can get behind it. My kids loved shopping for it. And then Lunchbox is like, a Garmin.
Garmin runner watch.
But I did put my favorite color is green.
Like money?
Well, that's just my favorite color. They asked my favorite color.
Scam alert.
No, boy.
If you see that angel, don't adopt that kid. You lied but said 85.
I mean, why not say 81?
Why not say, if you were going to lie, 2001?
2018. 2001 still makes him an adult.
21, though. At least, yeah. True.
Make yourself a child.
Yeah.
But don't.
2016.
Maybe I need to go edit.
There's that 8-year-old wanting a Garmin running watch.
It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
Little Nev Del Corazon, she had a heart defect at birth, and then she had her first surgery 1 week after she was born. And then right after that, she was diagnosed with cystic fibrosis. So it's been a really tough time for her and her mom. She is now 5 years old. They got a new house and they move into the neighborhood. But when they're moving in, they notice all the neighbors have lights up and Christmas decorations. But mom's really tight on money, so she really needed help. So she went to social media and said, guys, if anyone has extra Christmas lights to donate, we would love to take them because my daughter wants a good Christmas. And so the neighborhood got together and then the community saw it. A neighbor went to Home Depot, talked to the manager. The manager says, here, there's a lot of lights here that we don't really use. We'll donate those. And then the community got together. They decorated the front yard. It looks great. And they're ready for Christmas.
Awesome.
It's really, really
cool.
That's
a good one. I love effort.
Yeah. And here's audio of the mom talking about the community, how they came together.
I'm really thankful that, you know, these people care about people that aren't in their family. It's beyond that. It's a community.
That's what it's all about.
It really is, man.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Boom. That's it. The loser eats Buddy the Elf spaghetti.
Like the one he eats in the movie?
But that's like spaghetti with maple syrup and...
Mm-hmm.
Love it.
I mean, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Sign me up.
Really?
I don't know. It sounds
disgusting.
When you watch
spaghetti, chocolate syrup, candy cereal, maple syrup, marshmallows against spaghetti.
Okay, probably a little much.
I mean, all that on spaghetti just sounds...
From Elf, the movie, by the way.
Yeah.
So the loser has to eat that. Mm-hmm. Buddy the Elf spaghetti today. We're going to play Amy versus Lunchbox, where each of them get questions the other person would probably know. Amy, we got three questions for you first. Now, these are questions Lunchbox will probably know the answer to, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Number one, what grain is the alcohol moonshine typically made from?
Okay. Moonshine. Is that moonshine whiskey and rye? I don't know.
Grain?
Rye.
Incorrect.
Dang it. What is it?
Lunchbox, you can steal this.
I don't know if corn's a grain, so I'm going to say corn, though.
Correct.
Oh, yeah. Rain makes corn. Corn makes whiskey. Whiskey makes my... Dang it.
Amy, what in your house would have a pilot light?
Oh, the pilot light goes out on the... what is that thing that's called? The water heater.
Correct.
Yes.
Wow.
Accept it. Water heater, gas stove, furnace, acceptable.
Okay.
1-1. Amy, the NFC and the AFC are two divisions in what sport?
The what?
NFC and AFC are two divisions in what professional sport?
National Football Club? National AFC?
NFC and AFC are two divisions of what professional sport?
American Football Club and National Football Club. But that doesn't sound right. I feel like it's soccer, but football? In America? In America? Okay. Okay, football?
Correct.
No! Yes!
Not club conference. National Football Conference, American Football Conference.
Okay.
Amy got two, Lunchbox got one. Again, whomever loses has to eat Buddy the Elf spaghetti presented by HelloFresh.
Oh.
They got.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Launch
so
it
fun.
Up together. Here we go. Lunchbox. To me, you are perfect. Is a quote from what Christmas movie where the character has those words written on a big sign?
What?
To me, you are perfect. Is a quote from what Christmas movie where the character has those words written on a big sign?
Sweet Home Alabama.
Incorrect. Amy?
A Christmas movie. He's probably thinking of Four Christmases because of Reese Witherspoon, and he said Sweet Home Alabama. Christmas movie. Holiday Harmony. To me, you are perfect. Is it... Okay.
Time.
Elf.
Elf is not right.
Elf.
It's actually Love Actually. And the guy who ends up playing Rick Grimes in The Walking Dead shows up at the door with the white signs on poster board and pulls him out.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what Love Actually
is.
I've
never seen that.
Amy.
Yeah, nope.
You'll know the answers to these, but Lunchbox gets a chance to answer them.
Okay, yes.
Yeah, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Lunchbox, what's the name of the popular red houseplant people put in their homes at Christmas?
Poinsettia.
Except. Correct. Poinsettia is how it's spelled, but I say poinsettia.
Nice. It's poinsettia.
Just so people don't get on
Woo!
Me.
What up? Oh, I didn't win. Never mind. I got one more.
Uno más.
Tied. I thought I won.
It's 2-2. It all comes down to this.
Ugh.
Lunchbox.
Yeah.
Murad, Mad Hippie, and The Ordinary are brands of what? The first one's Murad. I'm assuming it's pronounced Murad. Mad Hippie.
Mad Hippie!
And The Ordinary. For the win, they are brands of what?
Clothing!
Wrong!
Oh, no!
What?
Amy, if you get this, you win. If not, it's a tie. We have to go to sudden death.
I'm a mad hippie, though.
Go ahead.
Murad? I've seen Murad before, but the other ones?
Mad Hippie and The Ordinary.
Dang!
The Ordinary. Murad. I know I've seen Murad. Is it like bathroom stuff? Like toilet, it's like lotions and soaps and...
Incorrect.
What is it?
Skincare products.
Yeah.
No,
that
bathroom stuff
soaps.
Doesn't count. No, you were very generic.
Lotions and soaps.
No,
Murad.
And soap's not a skincare product
it
unless
is
it's
too.
Specifically... No, we're not doing that. Yellow card. I've given her one.
Oh, yeah, no, Amy, you need to stop.
That's right. Yellow card.
You're going to automatically spaghetti.
Okay, here we go. Amy, you'll get three questions quickly. Lunchbox, you can't steal. Amy, let's see how you can get. How many you can get. Amy, Aviation Gin is a brand of alcohol from what Canadian actor?
Ryan Reynolds.
Correct.
Oh.
Wow.
The Stanley Cup is the championship trophy awarded in what sport?
Hockey.
Correct.
Okay.
Whoa.
If you were replacing a serpentine belt, what would you be working on?
A car.
Correct.
Dang, 3-for-3?
Wow. Lunchbox, you gotta go 3-for-3. What pop star is model Sam Asghari married to?
What?
Sam Asghari. Who's he married to?
I've never heard of that name in my life.
You have.
Sam Asghari?
Sam Asghari.
Sam Asghari.
No, that's not what he said.
Is married to a pop star named Camila Cabello.
Britney Spears. Amy is the winner.
Whoa.
Amy, you actually win the whole championship on this day, the final one of the year.
Good job, Amy.
The winner at Lunchbox now will eat Buddy the Elf spaghetti. Look at this. It's spaghetti.
I mean, not bad.
It doesn't look bad.
Covered in, it doesn't look bad, but think about the spaghetti. Covered in chocolate syrup, maple syrup, marshmallow, cereal, candy.
That looks disgusting.
It actually may not be bad.
You want to bet?
Pop-Tarts, too, on there.
Here he is. He's putting his fork into the spaghetti.
I mean, it's got those, like, snow cap, like, I don't even like marshmallows.
Go ahead. I bet it's good. Like, okay,
white.
He's in.
It smells
he
great.
Doesn't like, ew.
He's chewing it.
Pretty good?
No. Not good. That's not how I describe it.
How would you describe it?
I describe it as odd. It's weird.
Uh-oh.
It's weird to have the chocolate with the spaghetti like that. And then the syrup.
What was Buddy the Elf thinking, right, Lunchbox?
I don't know. Yeah.
By the way, this is a kit you can actually order from HelloFresh. What?
It's sold out in under a minute, so we got this just for us.
Oh, he's eating more.
Oh, he wants more.
He likes it.
I think he likes it now, guys.
Get started today, HelloFresh.com/Bones18. Use the code Bones18 for 18 free meals. Ooh, he's struggling with it now. Plus free shipping. That's the code Bones18 for 18 free meals. Plus free shipping at HelloFresh.com/Bones18. Lunchbox?
That's not good,
guys. Have some good breakfast?
No.
Healthy? Congratulations. Amy, you're the champ.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about, and if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody, because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circlecard.
It's a Bobby Bones Show interview.
In case you didn't know,
Blake Shelton. I mean, what do I say? He's the greatest. He had so many number ones. He's got the show Barmageddon on USA Network. Airs Monday nights. I feel like I don't need to introduce you because you do know. We love him. We know him. We love him. We know him and we love him. Here he is, Blake Shelton. Go.
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Blake Shelton.
Hey, buddy. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. I see the preview of your show Barmageddon on. I have a show that just came off USA Network at all, and I follow all the socials now because I felt like I had to. I was kind of guilted into it. So I see I see all of your clips of Barmageddon. It looks pretty fun. That show looks pretty good. You guys are like playing bar games with, I think I saw Sheryl Crow on there. How did this show come together?
When COVID hit, you know, and I don't know how it was for your show. It's probably similar. For The Voice, we had to like work with like stripped down crews, you know, and what normally had a huge studio audience or decent sized studio audience and hundreds of crew, and it kind of was whittled down to no audience, just a handful of camera people and the coaches and Carson. You know, it was, we weren't letting a lot of people in the building at that time. And so you can imagine how long the setups took in between, you know, each thing that we shot there. So Carson and I would just go to one of our dressing rooms and just drink our faces off on these days. And one day we had, you know, that show, Holy Moly.
Yeah. Have the putting, the mini golf show.
Yes. That was on the TV in one of our dressing rooms. And one of us had the bright idea, man, wouldn't this show be better if these people were drunk trying to play, you know? And so that's where the idea, we were like, man, we could do this. You know, we can make a show like this. And literally he and I have had these brainstorm ideas for years now. Like we had the idea for a beef jerky company, you know, some weird apps and podcast things that would never see the light of day because we're too lazy to put it together. But we took this drinking game show very serious and followed through with it, Bobby.
Barmageddon airs Mondays on USA Network. It's super fun. If you do a season two, like I was a little insulted I wasn't invited to be a part of the, because one, I have a show on the network, and then two, I thought you and I were semi-cool, and then I never got invited to like play the games. And so if you do season two, I will hopefully be ready for an invite that I'll say.
Are you throwing your name in the hat for?
Yeah.
We'll even call it Bobby Geddon.
Yeah.
For the episode on.
And I don't drink, but I'll do grape juice. I don't know. We'll do something. It just, you know, it's in the family. We're in the family in so many ways. Blake, I was a little insulted.
We'll do some drugs or something instead. Awesome.
That's it. He goes way hard. He's like, we know you don't drink. All right, up first, heroin. All right.
Oh, gosh.
I think because we're able to talk, you know, a decent amount, and we talk a lot. So I ask our listeners sometimes, like, what would you like me to ask Blake? I got five or six really quick questions, if you don't mind answering these for our listeners. Number one.
Oh, God, this ought to be good. Okay.
It's nothing too crazy, but I'm glad they ask them because I think I lose touch sometimes. Why doesn't Blake Shelton live in Nashville?
Well, you know, I did for about right at 12 years. I lived there. I moved there in 94. I was 17 when I moved to Nashville. And then, my plan was always, if I ever got my foot in the door and had some success, I was going to move back home just to Oklahoma. It just never, Nashville always just felt like where I would go to work, but it never felt like home to me. I'm just from Oklahoma, and that's just how it's always been for me.
What is Blake Shelton's favorite NFL team?
The Arizona Cardinals, painfully enough.
And it has been
for 20 years, 30 years now, that's been my team. And it's just brutal. I mean, it's horrifying. I could even see the look on your face. You look like you just verped.
That's tough. One, it's random, and I'm curious how that came together. But then two, it's been tough. I mean, between Kyler Murray getting hurt, the season not being good, Cliff's like, they're like, is he going to fire him this year? That's a tough team to be a fan of right now.
I know. Some of those guys are my friends, and I'm really nervous about what's going to happen. It's ugly.
Okay. Next question. How tall is Blake Shelton?
I think I'm around 6'5". Maybe the older I get, closer to 6'4".
He's shrinking. How big is Blake Shelton's ranch? We have two more. How big is Blake Shelton's ranch?
It's huge. You know, I learned in that movie Pure Country, it's rude to ask people how many acres they have. That's almost like asking
how much they weigh or their age. Yeah.
Even though you could look on probably Google Earth or something and figure it out.
Last question. Why did Blake Shelton leave The Voice?
Well, I haven't yet. I leave next spring is going to be my last season. It's season 23. And Bobby, I'm just tired of winning.
Yeah. I felt that.
You know what I'm saying? It's just so easy. It's, you know, how come I never get a good laugh out of you? It's always like,
Well, it's not that part wasn't that funny, but the other things you've said were funny. But that one,
but you didn't. But the other things you didn't laugh at either. And it's
no,
like
I did a couple.
Weather.
You don't give me charity laughs. Well, here's the thing: you're a funny guy. You don't give me charity laughs. I don't give you charity laughs. So when we both laugh, we know that that was actually really funny. Would you agree with that?
But people are watching this, and you're making me look worse.
No, I think you actually look great. You look healthy, by the way, physically. You look like $1 million. What have you been up to?
Well, I've been eating. I've been eating well. I've been eating well.
See, that's funny because you do look good and you made a joke there. See, that's it. I laughed at that one.
I love it when the off-camera people laugh also. Oh. It's like Talk Soup. Remember that show?
Yes, I do. The song, is it Nobody or Nobody?
Jimmy Fallon said it best because I was having a hard time trying to explain it. And he said, it's like they never found a body.
Nobody.
Nobody.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, because
Nobody.
We say it, setting it up, but this, it's tough. It's good. It's a really good song. And with music, you have the Christmas songs out now. Now, are you about to really dive in and every year give us new Christmas? You going to do a Christmas tour maybe next year?
No.
Okay.
I love Christmas music, but I never think about, you know, adding to that project. It's only when we're in the studio doing something else and the label will call and say, hey, while you're in there, you know, book one more day and do some Christmas songs and we'll add it to the album. And so that happened this year. And I had booked, you know, the extra day in the studio with Scott Hendricks. But I never really thought about what it was we were going to cut, like, ever. And it got to be like 2 or 3 days before the session. And Scott said, hey, what Christmas songs? What is this thing? And I go, oh my God, I hadn't even thought about it. And so Gwen had written a song on her Christmas album that I thought was underrated, called Cheer for the Elves. And so I wanted to cut that song. And then we just did a couple of classics and we did Up on the Housetop. And it ends up being maybe my favorite Christmas thing I've ever cut. I just thought it was a fun recording of it. I tried to copy that old Travis Tritt recording of Burning Love. And so we kind of flipped that into Up on the Housetop.
There are new songs added to Blake's deluxe version of his Christmas album, Up on the Housetop, Cheer for the Elves, Holly Jolly Christmas. So right now we're eating it up all Christmas all the time. So, I mean, it's already, we got like a week and a half left. Kind of late on the promotion of this, huh, though, Blake?
Well, you know, I hate it. I hate when people, you know, put up their tree the day after Thanksgiving. And so I'm treating promoting my Christmas album the same way.
That's funny. See how he did that? He's quick. He's funny.
Yes, okay.
That's a good guffaw even. That's a good one.
Oh, see. Hey, talk to me about the Arkansas helmet there. Now, is that because you're friends with the Arkansas people, or did Justin Moore or somebody get you that helmet?
I am a diehard Arkansas Razorbacks fan.
I know you're from there. I know that.
I am. My doctorate is from the University of Arkansas. Mm-hmm. I go to games. My wife, my dogs, and the Razorbacks are the only things I really care about.
Yeah. But the helmet, like, did you meet the coach? Are you friends with the people?
Yes. I'm luckily now, and I don't know if this is the same for you, and I mean this in a serious way. Like, the coolest things to me now, because I'm a bit jaded, that the coolest things to me now in my life are the things that I dreamed of doing and being as a kid. So the fact that I can just call the head coach from the University of Arkansas football or basketball or go and like that stuff is, or meeting John Michael Montgomery or things like that from when I was a kid, that's the stuff that's awesome to me still that makes me super
Amen.
Emotional.
Yeah. I love that. Yes.
So what about
you? I love that coach. I love that guy. He's so awesome.
Pittman?
Yes. I can't think. I don't know his name.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Yeah.
What is that for you, Blake, that you – because, again, you get to do everything, so nothing is cool except certain specific things. What's still, like, really cool for you where you're like, this is, like, what young Blake thought would be awesome?
Being able to text with Bill Dance and Jimmy Houston, it blows the brains out of my butt into the toilet, and the toilet flushes itself. Like, can't – even imagine that I can talk to those guys.
We watched so much Bill Dance as a kid, me and Arkansas Keith, my stepdad, that mm-hmm. when I see pictures of, like, if it's you and Bill Dance or Chris Jansen and Bill Dance or Luke, because, you know, Luke had this, I'm just like, that, they got to be, like, living their dream. Because I'm sure you watched hours and hours of Bill Dance as a kid.
We would get up, because they would air Bill Dance on Saturday mornings. Remember TNN? It was TNN back then. Mm-hmm. And so I'd go to a friend's house that had cable, Kurt Gillum, and we would watch Bill Dance. And it was like, oh my God, he's the coolest guy in the world.
That is the same reason that I love the Grand Ole Opry, is that my grandma and I would watch it either on TNN or wherever it was, because it moved around a lot. And my grandma adopted me and raised me for a lot of my life. Or when it was off TV, because it had its different iterations, we would listen to it on the radio. But that is why even today the Opry is so important to me, and that I do work there and perform there in multiple capacities, because as a kid, I love my grandma so much and she loved it so much that I treasure that place because of that.
Yeah, you're the same as me probably about the Opry House. People ask me all the time, you know, what's your favorite to play, the Ryman or the Grand Ole Opry House? And I always say the Opry House, and people look at me strange, but that's the Grand Ole Opry that I grew up seeing on TV. That's mm-hmm. the building, that's the stage. And, you know, and so I get this crazy feeling when I step on that stage.
Well, there. Look, he's Blake Shelton. He's done it all. He's doing it all. He's got Barmageddon on Mondays on USA Network. He's got three new songs on his Christmas album. Are you touring next year?
Yeah, we're doing my normal like 15 or 17 shows. We start in February, go to the end of March. We're taking Carly Pierce out, taking her back out with me, and this new kid, Jackson Dean.
He's awesome, dude. Jackson Dean is...
I haven't met him yet. I haven't met him.
He is legit. You're going to love him. You're going to love him.
I can't wait. I love his record. That's all I know of him so far.
I'll end on this. Once, you may not remember this. It was super quick, but Blake and I were doing a thing in California together. And I went out on stage barefoot. I didn't know Blake didn't like bare feet. Do you still... Is that a thing where you hate bare feet, or was it just you thought I was gross? I showed up in sweats and I was barefoot because I was coming from a different shoot. Do you hate bare feet?
I hate men's bare feet.
Okay, there it is. Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then there you have it. Okay, there he is, Blake Shelton.
Way to button up the show. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's how we do it. Yeah, Merry Christmas to you, too. Tell Gwen we say hello, and we'll see you next year, buddy.
Love you guys.
All right, see you, Blake. Here's a voicemail that we got on the line last night.
Bobby Bones, multi-year listener. Hey, you need to do something about Lunchbox. It is extremely rude. I can't believe you're allowing that on the air. It's mean. Lunchbox is so immature. I wish you'd get rid of it. I'm thinking about quit watching the show because he makes me so mad for all the childish things he does and the way he treats people. So please get rid of it. Thank you.
Thank you for the call.
Man, our show would be better if he didn't watch.
He did say please.
Well, people do watch it on YouTube and
I know,
on
I'm just
Facebook.
Saying it would be better if he didn't.
I like him.
He seems like kind of a jerk.
We accept all opinions, even yours, right?
And he seems kind of boring at parties.
We're not having a party.
He doesn't seem like he'd be very
okay,
much
let's
fun.
Vote. Fire Lunchbox, yes or no? Amy?
No.
Eddie?
Yes.
Oh, I was going to no, too.
Absolutely.
Well, you got overruled, but 100%. I'm surprised we had a yes there.
Absolutely. Get rid of him. Please get rid of him.
All right, here's Sarah from Tampa, Florida.
I just wanted to call and let you guys know that usually makes my day every week. It's really, really inspiring to be able to turn on a radio show and hear nothing but positivity. And I can't tell you how many times it is crack up while I'm driving. So thank you for everything that you guys do. And I hope everyone has a great day.
I feel like she probably doesn't know that guy that called and left the voicemail right. before. No, I feel like they don't get to talk a lot.
They must listen at different
Two
times.
Different shows. Completely. Thank you for that call. Leave us a voicemail. 877-77 Bobby.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
A list of the worst TikTok food trends of 2022 came out.
What was the weird one? It was like mustard on something sweet. We talked, watermelon. Mm-hmm. And it actually wasn't that bad.
Oh, yeah.
It was weird, but it wasn't that bad. So TikTok is kind of right on unless they cook things in NyQuil.
Oh, well, that makes the top three.
Yeah.
They call that sleepy chicken.
They cook
get out of
chicken
here.
And NyQuil. That had to be a joke, and they were like, I can't believe this caught on.
Yeah, NyQuil is the marinade. And yeah, doctors say do not do it. FDA is warning people, please do not do it. Healthy Coke was another worst food trend. No, it was where you saw a bunch of people putting balsamic vinegar and carbonated water together, and they're like, this tastes just like Coke. Coca-Cola.
Did
but
it?
I mean, I never tried it.
No
but
chance.
I saw
I didn't
so
know.
Many
We should do a segment where
it.
We try the TikTok trends. That's pretty, because I'm curious, not in a punishment way, but I'm curious to know what that tastes like.
Okay, well, this one I'll try. I don't even know how it made the worst food trend, but it's the grated egg avocado toast, and it is what it sounds like, a grated hard-boiled egg over avocado toast.
That's cool.
I mean, maybe.
I bet that chefs do that.
Like in fancy restaurants?
Yeah, like you grate that.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's probably really hard to grate a hard-boiled egg.
I will, my job usually... is to grate the cheese, like with a block of cheese if Caitlin's cooking.
Mm-hmm.
Man, you talk about make your hands strong. Because I, too, will be obnoxious about it. I'll grate the whole thing.
It gets all the way down?
She'll you can stop. We get it.
No.
I will grate it all the way down.
I got a little piece left.
Yeah.
Show off.
Yes.
The most controversial food trend this year is butter boards, which was like a
charcuterie
board.
All the butters instead of,
But just
I liked that.
Yeah. But just some people, that's the
Good
thing.
Good for your heart, too.
I'm sure.
Controversial
all those butters.
People
yeah.
either loved it or totally hated it. A new study that just came out in the journal called Sleep says that people who use an alarm clock to wake up are more tired than those who just wake up naturally.
Who's the ninja that wakes up naturally?
Yeah.
Right. Well, I guess it's people that maybe don't have to...
Yeah, don't have jobs.
Wake. No, they said that they actually surveyed people
Stoners.
That work.
Uh-huh.
I will say that I set my alarm on my phone, but... I almost never get... I wake up before. It's not because I'm a ninja. It's because I have sleep issues.
Oh.
So I'll wake up at 1 or 2, naturally, but not because I just have this internal alarm and that goes, okay, time to wake up. I'm so scared of oversleeping that I think I'm miserable and I don't sleep. So, yeah, that's weird that people can do that.
More than half of people hit snooze at least once in the mornings, and women are 50% more likely to hit that snooze button. So, hey, maybe make it a New Year goal. Stop hitting snooze.
I like it.
I let go of snooze, what, probably 3 years ago?
Never look back.
I mean, it was hard, but it was good. Morgan Wallen dominated the year-end Billboard list again. He's at the top of 9 lists, which is 3 more than last year, and they include Top Country Artist, Top Album, and then Wasted on You was the most streamed song.
Good for him. Mm-hmm. Killing it, man.
Yep.
That's it.
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
What's trivial to some folks is actually really, really important to others. And that's why I love stories like this. She was on a Southwest flight. Her name is Jessica. Her daughter was Luna. They just got home. And Luna has a favorite stuffed animal that she always has with her that keeps her calm, named Dog Dog.
Aww.
It's almost what we named our dog.
Dog Dog.
Dog Dog. Mm-hmm. The mom called the airlines and she knew, what are they going to do? Track down a stuffed animal? But she knew because it was so important to her daughter. She said, hey, I think we left it in the rental car. And then we were at this airport. And then Christina, who worked at Southwest, took it on herself to go and rescue Dog Dog. She went to the rental car place in the airport, said this was the car. They went into the car. They found Dog Dog under the seat. Dog Dog was then mailed back to her and reunited.
Wow.
After a month, Jessica and Luna traveled back to Dallas with Dog Dog and got a photo of all them together.
Oh,
wow, that's
that.
Cool. Dog Dog.
I like Dog Dog. Dog. That's a good name. Right at it. It's on the nose. You know exactly mm-hmm. what you're dealing with. It is 100% pure dog.
For sure.
Dog Dog. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Hello, friends. It is time for the Morning Corny, but on Thursdays, we try to figure it out. It's the investigative Morning Corny.
The Morning Corny.
We'll have 90 seconds. Amy will read the corny. Me, Lunchbox, Eddie. We'll work as a team, try to figure out the joke. If we get it, we move on to the next.
Come on.
The record is 4?
Woo. Oh, yeah. We've gotten close to 5, though. Real close.
Yeah, real close. Like, on the edge.
Amy, are you ready?
Ready.
90 seconds on the clock, and it starts when Amy finishes the Morning Corny. Go.
How do elves clean their hands when they're on the go?
Elves cleaning hands. Small.
Gifts.
Green. They're moving.
Workshops.
Elves.
On the go.
Santa.
Little.
Sleigh.
Snow.
What's the question again?
Hand washing.
How do elves wash their hands, or clean their hands, sorry, on the go?
Hands, though. Like, what's hands? Hands. Soap. Sanitizer.
Sanitizer.
That's it. Boom. That's one. It. Good job.
Okay.
Good job.
Good one, Lunch.
What did the English teacher call Santa's helpers?
English teacher. What are English teacher
grammar.
Things?
Grammar.
Oh, good. Good. Conjugation. Verbs.
Pronouns.
Noun. Yeah. So, read it again.
What did the English teacher call Santa's helpers?
Santa's helpers.
Elves. Elves.
Colons.
Mm. What's with elves and language?
Yeah, what's with language? There's gotta
Santa's
be some English.
Helpers.
Santa's helpers are elves.
Santa's. What did the English teacher call Santa's?
A clause? Is there a
clause?
Clause.
A run-on sentence?
Clause, like a...
He's Santa's helpers.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand that.
No, we got that.
I think she circled this one and went, they'll never get this one.
Yeah. You go English language, we don't know
English
that.
English language.
Parentheses.
English teacher. What did the English teacher call Santa's helpers?
Follow me on Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones.
Have a great holiday.
You're done.
Hey, Mom.
Guys.
Okay. she went level 10 quick.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Hey, it happened.
What is that one?
Subordinate clauses.
Oh, yeah. What? Yeah,
what in
we
the,
would never, ever get the, that.
Yeah, you might.
Bobby, maybe. Wait, us too. No chance.
Y'all said clause.
Yeah, as in Santa Claus. Subordinate clause.
Subordinate, they work for him, mm-hmm. his helpers.
Yeah, no chance.
Let me tell you the last
time. Next time, do it in Mandarin.
Yeah.
Yeah, ask us in a different language.
Okay.
But we got one.
You still got one, which used to just be the goal.
Yeah, clear eyes, full hearts, can't lose.
Subordinate.
Oh, my gosh.
I felt insubordinate there.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about, and if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody, because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circlecard. Lower back tattoos, tramp stamps. We'll stick with lower back tattoos. Apparently they're starting to be in again.
Stop it.
No, they're not.
Why?
No.
Well, back in the 90s, everybody got them.
I mean, a lot of 90s stuff is back, but this can't be.
Britney Spears, Aaliyah, Nicole Richie, Lindsay Lohan, like the biggest influence of the day. It wasn't social media, but they had them. Everybody got them.
But there was also fashion where like the shirt was a little short,
well,
right?
Now that's back.
Oh, though. My goodness.
And lower rise pants. Yes.
So in the last 2 to 3 years, a lot of people have been getting them again. And so.
Define a lot.
Way more and more where tattoo artists are going, yeah, I'm doing more lower backs. No. And people all over TikTok are going, yeah, we're back into the tramp stamp.
Okay.
That. I saw a dude riding around my neighborhood in his bike without a shirt, tramp stamp.
He had on his back?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Bold.
It's like tribal.
You know, I knew a dude in college who had that. And I was like, that's weird. And he also had his tongue pierced.
Oh.
And he played baseball.
He was definitely into some stuff, huh?
I don't know, because he was an athlete too. It was the weirdest combination, because usually... You know you get that stuff if you live...
Baseball's the sport, though. I see that in.
You see what is?
Lower back tattoo? I've never seen on any other player ever. Or having my tongue pierced.
I'm not saying I see, but I can understand. Like, if you were to say, what sport do you think he plays?
I'd say soccer.
Baseball.
With definitely a tongue soccer. Piercing. With a man bun. Absolutely.
Yeah,
with
soccer or frisbee golf. That's what I say if it comes to that, because that doesn't seem very like macho, toxic macho American.
Players, I also those hemp necklaces, baseball players.
Yeah, but that's totally different. Okay. Like baseball players are their own specific type of macho. Dip, super masculine, usually shorter and thicker. Like couldn't really play football, so they played baseball. I say that because I'm jealous, couldn't play either one. But you didn't get one, right? You don't have a...
No, Amy, I do not have
Amy, be
one.
Honest, be honest.
Yeah, go ahead, be honest.
No, you know, I'd like, y'all know.
Show us
no,
a unicorn.
No, because
show
you
us
know,
your unicorn on your back.
When I first got my first tattoo, I was, I don't know, 30-something.
Morgan, would you get a lower back tattoo
on my
now?
Wrist? No, never.
It's still, okay.
I do still have my belly button ring, though, so maybe that's in that same vein.
What if you met a guy and he had a, you liked him, but he had his tongue pierced.
Ugh. That's a no-go.
That'd be hard.
Okay, what if he had his tongue pierced, but he was like a little bit punk? That would be accept.
Yeah, it fit the character. I mean, one of my sisters has her tongue pierced, so still? I'm not against it, yeah.
What's old is new and as old as new again. Wow. I did a whole hour with Chris Tomlin, by the way. Just love the guy. And didn't really know what I was going to get before he came over to my house. But he's a massive, massive artist. Now, he's basically the biggest selling Christian artist now that's out and about. But just as an artist, like, he's comparable to Garth Brooks in a lot of things. He sells at arenas for multiple days in a row. Internationally, he's massive. And I was like, hey, is it weird that you're so massive, but you can also go places and people don't recognize you because he's super famous in a niche, like country music stars, or even like, I'm going to say super, but there are certain pockets I go to. People are like, oh, but then I go other places. It's nothing because I'm not really famous. It's like some weird level of like being moderately known. But I asked him that, and he talked about how he's out. And one time he ran into Florida-Georgia Line, Tyler Hubbard.
When someone says, this is Chris Tomlin, then the things change.
Like, oh, that's you?
Exactly. Went into the gym to do a little workout, and it's just me and this other guy in there. And I was like, that's Tyler Hubbard. I know that's Tyler. You know, and so I woke up and shake his hand. It's like, Tyler, hey, it's Chris Tomlin. Just want to say hello. You're Chris Tomlin? And I was like, yeah. I was like, yeah. And he goes, you got to be kidding me. He goes, dude. And he just goes in this whole thing about how much my music has meant to him for so long. But obviously, he's not recognizing me in there.
Which I thought was funny because he can sell out multiple arenas. But even people who listen to him and know him maybe sometimes don't recognize his face.
Gosh, yeah. That's so funny. Yeah.
And I asked him, I said, hey, since you do Christian music, do people treat you like you're Jesus? Like, are they so, like, they don't treat you normal? And so we talked about if he feels the pressure to always be like super nice.
You're trying to represent the goodness of God to people, the grace of God to people. And I'm a human being and not even close to perfect in any way. You feel like, man, I just let so many people down because they look at you as like, man, I bet you have a red phone to God. I mean, I bet you just pick it up and y'all have this thing. And it's not that. I don't know if I'm being a nice guy is the right thing. I want to be a true person. I think that's it. You know, I want to be a true person. And sometimes that's about not being nice, you know?
Think of that pressure.
Yeah.
People always think you have to be right on, perfect. That would be tough. That'd be really tough. And then he's done so well. And I said, so what's, you obviously have done well. You deserve to have a nice car. You deserve to have a nice house. He does so much with charity, but you've done a lot. You've worked hard. Do you struggle with that mental hurdle of like reaping the benefits of financial success?
That you are wrestling with it is an amazing good thing, because the day you're not, and is when it's like, to me, the day I don't wrestle with the blessings I've been given and what I do with it, and I don't wrestle with that, to me, it's over. It will be over quick.
Because I do struggle, and that's what he was talking about. He was like, that you do? Because this is all new to me, like having anything at all. And so we talked. It was a great interview. I hope you check it out. Chris Tomlin on the latest episode of the Bobbycast. So in this segment, we've done Tramp Stamps and Chris Tomlin.
Wow. Oh, imagine that. We can do anything now.
Yeah, we're agile. Go side to side quickly. We're going to play good parent or bad parent. And today up on the block is Eddie. Eddie, so just tell us the scenario, and we're going to decide good parent or bad parent.
Okay, it's finals time. My son, my 14-year-old, he's studying really hard. He's got a history test coming up, and he's got flashcards. And he's just having trouble remembering certain things. And we're going over the founding fathers. And Samuel Adams comes up, and I'm like, oh, I got it. And I run to the fridge. Lucky for me, I have a six-pack of Samuel Adams beer. And I'm like, all right, I pull out the beer, I pour me a glass, and I throw him the bottle. I'm like, dude, check out that bottle. Read that. He's like, Samuel Adams. That's right. He was one of our founding fathers. Now, where is that beer made? He turns it around. Boston, Massachusetts. Dude, now you will remember when that question comes up in your test. The beer bottle. Sam Adams, Boston, Massachusetts, founding father, and whatever he did. And he had all that list of what he did. And he's like, oh, okay. And I think, like, this is genius. Then my wife walks in, sees him with a beer bottle. And she's like, what is happening here? I'm like, oh, we're studying. Don't
worry.
First
beer with the son?
Yes. No, he didn't have a drink, but I thought it was a good way to remember something for a test coming up.
She's upset because he used a beer.
She's just like, stop. Don't use beer to help him remember things.
Good parent, bad parent. Amy.
I mean, I don't think it's that bad. You got to get creative sometimes. So, good parent. I mean, he's just trying to help his son remember.
Amy. Now, I did pour me the beer and drink it while we studied.
You used that as an excuse to have a beer.
It just clicked in my head. I'm thinking, this is perfect.
You couldn't leave the beer closed, sealed, and hand it to him and go, Samuel Adams. He could see it all, then put it back in the fridge.
I wanted him to kind of,
I mean, it was
like,
a Wednesday night last night.
It was a Wednesday night. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, weekday.
Listen, I don't know.
Do you normally have a beer on a Wednesday night?
No, not normally, man. But that,
but
to
for
me,
your,
was
his education.
Perfect scenario.
I mean, when you are helping your children study.
Sometimes you need a beer.
It did make the studying a lot better. You know what I mean?
Amy, good parent, bad parent? You say good?
I just like to say not bad.
No, good parent, good. Bad parent.
Okay, then good.
Yeah. Lunchbox.
Great parent.
You have to good or bad? You guys know the game.
Good parent. Listen. Like Amy said, you have to get creative. If you just read flashcards over and over again, boring. How do kids learn? When you take them outside the box and be creative, it's easier to remember things.
You didn't have to drink the beer.
What do you mean?
But it doesn't make him bad.
No, I know. I'm just saying, I think he just wanted to drink. Because you could have just had the beer and said, hey, look, sealed.
Okay. It was one of those things where the studying was making me tired anyway. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is terrible. When he said Samuel Adams, I'm like, this is a perfect opportunity for me to get a beer.
I mean, I'm going to put you a good parent.
Thank you, dude.
Hey, there's beer in the fridge. He sees beer. It's not like he doesn't know you don't drink beer.
Oh, he knows.
It's just
beer.
Funny that you made that an excuse to drink a whole beer.
Uh-huh.
I know what you meant. And you're telling your wife, yeah, I had to. It's for his education.
Studying finals.
It's a good parent. You got to be creative. I like it.
Man.
You are a good parent.
Yeah, Amy, except for, I don't know, if your kids are learning about Pablo Escobar, you can't bust out the other
stuff. Hey, kids, get in the car. Come with me.
I don't have that
we're
in
gonna
my
drive,
house.
We're going to drive to this part of town. Hey, sir, the trench coat. Come up here for a second. He's learning about Pablo Escobar. Can you show what he used to smuggle? I'll buy some of that. Yeah, that's a good point. Don't do that.
Yes. It's illegal.
I got a chance to hang out and talk with Jerry Jones for about a half hour. Jerry Jones is the billionaire owner of the Dallas Cowboys who did not grow up a billionaire. I wouldn't have been as interested as somebody who grew up and was given $1 billion. I'm interested in somebody who figures out a way to find a life that's fulfilling if that's $1,000 or $14
billion. Yeah.
Really, I mean, that's it. And so I was very lucky. And here is Jerry Jones and his advice to everyone chasing their dreams.
What number is that one?
Number 3.
All right, gotcha.
Thank you.
To everyone, go to your passion, because I just thought that I had accomplished a little something that I could be proud of when I bought the Cowboys. What I didn't realize was that every day, inspired by getting to be a part of the future, getting to be a part of the fans, getting to be a part of the game, it just caused me to try things I would have never done and cause things to happen that would have never happened. And so the facts are, I really was just getting started. The Cowboys inspired me way beyond just the touchdowns or any financial gain.
When he bought the team, they were losing $1 million a month and pro sports teams weren't making money.
Oh, wow.
And he bought it pretty cheap because it wasn't worth that much. And so he's very self-made, but he's way made.
Oh, yeah.
And it's the Jerry Jones special. Just go and podcast it. It's on the Bobby Bone Show feed or 25 Whistles. And there was a story. It was an urban legend. And I felt like if the interview was going great, I was going to ask him about the urban legend about him. I thought maybe there's a way. I don't know if it's true or not. But word was, when he was building the stadium they have now, which is massive, it's got the humongous screen, it's state of the art, that he wanted a certain tile, like a beautiful tile that you could only get from another country. Limited him. And he said, we need this for the stadium. Well, not a room, for a stadium. And they said, it's on back order. We can't get you that much. You need to wait like 3 years. And he's like, I can't wait 3 years. They said, well, then we don't have it. You'll have to get something else. So he flies to the European country, says, can I just see your facility? Sees the facility, buys the whole company, gives himself all the tile.
Oh my gosh.
But uses the tile, builds it beautifully, then sells the company.
That's baller.
That's what I heard.
That is what life is about.
But that's what I heard. I didn't know if it was true or not, but that was like the Jerry Jones, like urban legend. And who would really do that? So it was going great. And I said, is this story true?
I don't know that I made money when I sold it back.
So that's
but
true?
But I was creative in getting the tile. Now, you had a little problem. When you want a foot of tile in a place like this, you're talking about 4 million square feet, 5 million square feet. So if tile is $3.20, then multiply that times 3 or 4 million. Well, in this particular case, I was trying to get my wife, Jean, to find the perfect tile for the right price, which was a lot less. But she found it. Yeah.
You bought the company?
This place, yes. Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes,
wow.
I did.
That is the kind of life I want.
And isn't that the craziest story?
Wow.
That I was just like, if it's going good, I'm going for it.
Golly.
And he did. That's a true story. I've always wondered.
Oh my gosh, I used to sell tile.
I wish you was my dad. What? Sorry, did that come out my mouth?
That
or
did
my...
come out.
Oh, dang. Okay.
I used to sell tile, and let me tell you, anytime I got a big order, it would make my day. It was like amazing. I mean, I would have lost my mind if somebody called up and was like, "Hey, I need 1 million square feet of something." I mean, 3 million, 4 million?
They wouldn't have said that. They would have said, "We're going to buy your company."
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And your last name, Amy, is now Cowboy.
Wow.
Search for the 25 Whistles podcast wherever you podcast. Thank you. It's awesome. Let's now go to the news.
Bobby's Big Stories.
Hockey games are known for fights, but the fights are usually on the ice. But at a fight where the Bruins and Coyotes played, one fan got the top from like the split of your knuckle that bitten off.
During the fight?
Mm-hmm.
Steven Rocha was taken to the hospital, and the fan who bit it was arrested for aggravated assault. 5 other fans were given citations, and a police officer was injured trying to break up the fight. It was a rowdy part of the game.
Oh, my God.
From the New York Post. I'll say this, as we're like, dang, if I was in a fight, and you know what? I'm a lover, not a fighter. But if I think about it, I'm not that good of a lover either. But if I was in a fight, I would bite whatever.
Anything?
Stick a finger near me. I'm not too good. I'll bite a finger. I'll bite an ear. I don't know. Is that your wee-wee hanging out? Let's see what happens.
Why would that be happening?
Anything. Okay. But I don't know. But anything. If we're in a fight, I'm probably losing. So I'm going to have to bite whatever's there.
Yeah.
So if this ever happens and I'm in the news, know that I warned you. Or if you fight me, know that I warned you. I don't fight with fists. I fight with teeth. Here you go. No wonder the internet finds it so hard to believe. He's 12. That's the headline. There's a story of Jeremiah Johnson. He plays football in Fort Worth, Texas, 12 years old, and he dominates, right? You see him, boom, go through, busting these up the middle. And then I went to his page and looked at him. He looks 30.
Really?
I thought it was a joke. Or I thought it was one of those stories of like a 22-year-old going back and playing.
Yeah.
But he was playing with 12-year-olds. If you were to see his picture, you would think he's 28 years old. And so I went and looked. He is 12, and the people in the town are like, he had facial hair at 10, and there's a picture of him at 10 as well. He's like a 10-year-old with a goatee. He's like a little kid with a goatee. It's
he looks sick.
We'll put it up on our show Facebook page.
Oh my gosh.
He's a man.
Put a side by side.
He looks
with
like a man.
This is a man.
But I also was like, there's no way this is real. Lunchbox, will you scroll down and show Amy the kid version? Down if you scroll. He's like 10. Go all the way down. And you'll see him as a younger kid, and he's just smaller.
But he does have a mustache at 10.
But he has a whole...
Oh, my goodness.
That's crazy.
Yeah, he developed that. Oh, man, that one right there when he's in the black shirt with the guy with the red hat.
Ooh, that's crazy, man.
It's so
crazy.
Wild.
We'll put it up on Facebook. I would have also believed he was 25. Damaging tornado hits New Orleans for the second time this year. During a 2-day outbreak of deadly storms across the South, a tornado roared across New Orleans on Wednesday afternoon for the second time this year. The tornado carved a northeasterly path to destruction up 2 miles long of St. Bernard's Parish. Only minor injuries, though, but rare that happens once, much less twice.
Twice a year. Mm-hmm.
A man stole dozens of phones from a bar in Nashville. An investigation by the police has led to the arrest of a man. Police say he stole dozens of phones. I think he was just seeing them and grabbing them.
He was stealing them and then, I guess, shipping them to China.
Other country. Yeah.
I didn't think you can steal phones and do something with them. I thought it was just like, oh, you know, you can't even open that up. So
can't log in. It's a brick.
Yeah, I guess not.
I don't know the code.
So they must be able to do something with it over there. But that's good to know. You got to pay
attention. Just lay your phone down.
Which I do.
They used to call that apple picking.
Oh, that's right.
Because most people had an apple and they'd want them. So they would call it apple picking if they try to steal your phone. An ex-FBI official says TikTok poses a security threat to the United States. Now, I've been watching this closely. Thinking, relax, everybody. But then there's started to be a lot of smoke, bipartisan smoke. There are a few different senators and House folks that are going, hey, we need to ban TikTok. Now, I'm not on that train at all. I'm just kind of watching from afar, taking it in. Something's up. There are different theories. Scuba Steve has an interesting theory. Scuba, what is your TikTok theory and why the government's trying to shut it down?
So I'm not on TikTok, so this is coming from completely unbiased. And my thinking is social media, as far as Twitter, Instagram, there's a decline on it. And data is very important to us. It's the most valuable thing in the world right now.
Data's money to them.
It is.
Yeah.
And so all the data is not going to where it normally goes. It's now going to China. They're getting all our data, all our information. So I feel like the government or whoever is upset with that, trying to create these whatever theories to get us to not use TikTok.
So yours isn't China's trying to steal information to kill us. Yours is the United States is mad because China's getting our money.
Yes.
Because they know how to target us.
They're jealous and they're trying to smother it because of that.
And that's interesting because I don't know. But I was also watching the version of China's TikTok because they're the owners of TikTok. They don't allow kids under 14 to have the adult version of TikTok, which is normal for us. On TikTok, if you're under 14, you watch positive videos, videos that give you a sense of loving the country and science experiments.
Wow.
And that's all you get to watch.
Okay.
And then after that, you get the adult version. But with kids up until like 21 or 20, you can only be on for X amount of hours a week. They have it highly regulated to send their message of patriotism and to make sure kids get smarter, and they limit. But with the United States, they're like, let's just do poop jokes.
No,
and they want us to get dumb. They purposefully allow it so that slowly they want to dumb us down so they can be the only superpower in the world.
Mm.
Wow.
Wow.
That's a slow burn, but yeah, I see that.
But it's
definitely it's a culture change, and it's evolution, not a revolution, and evolutions stay. Revolutions fall. And so I definitely know that's the case because I watched the China TikTok story, what they have on theirs. I don't think we're going to ban it, but we don't know what's going on. And the craziest thing is when people who are just, even people that I know and are friendly with, when they think they know something because of one of their politicians that they like says something and now they're championing it. I don't care. It's like, you don't know anything. Hopefully we vote in people that we trust and do us right. And we don't live in a pure democracy. We live in like a representative democracy where we vote people to make our decisions. A pure democracy would be we all go and vote on every decision. That make sense?
Oh, yeah. Why don't we do that?
Oh, God dang. We can't get people to vote once every 4 years. Can you imagine?
I'm just saying.
I'm curious to see where this goes, though. I don't really have an opinion. I'll say this. I'm not like, no way you take TikTok. I just would need to know more information, and I hope it's not political posturing. I love TikTok. I was TikToking before TikToking was cool.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm too old on this, guys, but it's awesome. But that's the story there. I'm anxious to see what happens with it. Because it'll be so unpopular that if people do want to take it down, they know there's going to be some real bad stuff. Because they're going to have some pain inflicted on them from the young society if they pull TikTok.
Oh.
But I'm over here getting ready on MySpace in case it comes back. I'll be waiting for them. Firefighters. Didn't have to travel far for a fire on Wednesday afternoon in Richmond, Virginia. The fire station caught on fire.
Oh, no.
Oh.
I've never heard of that.
Me either. Now, the firefighters, we moved to another fire building. Nobody died. Nobody was seriously hurt. They put it out. It was a big one, though, from WTVR, apparently. But the situation is, you know, whomever started that is going to get a lot of crap.
Yeah. A firefighter? Come on, man.
You know, whomever made that fire happen, never going to hear the end of it. Two missing boaters and a dog are found safe after being lost at sea for 10 days.
Ugh.
Set off from New Jersey to Florida in a 30-foot sailboat, and they veered off course. They ran out of power and fuel. Wow. Sounds like poor planning, but what do I know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
They didn't have a checklist?
Did they know what
That's
they're doing?
That's terrible.
I don't know. I
guess and a sailboat has fuel?
10 days. Yeah, they have motors.
Huh.
Okay, this is what I would compare it to because this is not accurate. I've never even been on a sailboat, and I feel like people that sail are way richer and way snobbier than me, and I don't like them. But I do, and it's unfair of me to say that.
Okay.
It is. It's unfair. But that's how I feel like. If you sail, we probably don't relate on anything because I've never even seen a real sailboat. Like, that's like rich people stuff, you know? And so, but they have basically a trolling motor. Unless, I guess, you're super famous or super rich and it's a big, big boat. But, like, we had flat bottoms. And we go on the flat bottom, but we also had a trolling motor. Or if we needed to put it down. Or if we just wanted to troll.
Yeah.
We'd use it. But that's what sailboats have. They have a little motor they can also use.
Never knew that.
Me either.
Thought it was all those things.
I thought it was just wind.
Thought it was the flags up there.
Sometimes, guys, the wind's not blowing.
That's what I'm saying. So how do you go anywhere?
That's what I always thought. I was like, what are you guys doing going out on that thing?
I'm unfair for saying that about sailing. I know. I'm going to say that is an irrational insecurity that I have about people that grow up with money. I'm very sorry that I say that if you like sailing.
Well, there are things that just fall into that, what we deem as more elite category. Like
having
sailing
an in-ground swimming pool.
Rowing.
Sailing.
And, you know, equestrian stuff. And
oh, yeah, equestrian.
Lacrosse.
I mean, skiing to me,
Polo.
Unless you live in snow, skiing to me was always that. I've never been skiing.
Right.
But now that I have friends that live in snow, like, I could see.
Yeah, it's just
that was a little
sport.
Wrong, but it's still, you have to have money to do it as a kid.
Yeah, no. Unless you live there.
Yeah. Well, even if you live there, it's an expensive one.
Okay. You can buy you skis.
Ski
and...
passes or...
Yeah, I'm scared. I ain't doing that. Finally, there's a medicine shortage. Sore throat medicine and Tylenol are hard to come by right now.
I've been telling you guys.
There's a nationwide shortage of amoxicillin. The popular antibiotic is being used to treat sore throats, earaches, and other issues every single day. But right now, because of the respiratory issues that are happening everywhere, the
RSV
and other situations, that they're slow, low, and it's like toilet paper. You better go grab it now and take as much as you can.
No, don't say that.
No, don't do that.
No.
Oh, never mind. But there is a shortage. That is from Yahoo. In sports, France beat Morocco 2-0 yesterday. We'll face Argentina in the World Cup final on Sunday. And it's in the... We were going to do something. I don't know much about soccer.
You're going to do something?
We were going to do a little something, have a little meal, watch the game with a couple friends. And then we looked again, and it's at 8 a.m. And I was like, yeah, no meal.
It's a little early.
Yeah, if it was the U.S., maybe we do something. But no, no meal. No meal.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian premium cocktail maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about. And if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circlecard.
It's a Bobby Bones Show interview.
In case you didn't know.
But to have Granger Smith on, you would know him from Backroad Song.
Freedom is the miles I'm rolling.
And his song, If the Boot Fits.
If the boot fits.
Whoa, whoa. You may also know him as Earl Dibbles Jr. And he's in a new movie. Now let's talk to Granger Smith.
Go.
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Granger Smith.
What's up, buddy?
Hey, man. How are you?
Doing pretty good. I was reading about your movie coming out, and which, by the way, it is out today. I hope everybody checks it out. I have not seen it yet because it is only out today, and Granger did not bless me with a preview.
Oh,
man.
Yeah, so I guess.
Sorry, buddy. The first, you know, just to be fair, all the actors, nobody's really seen it either. So.
Oh, well. I'm just saying. But I'm going to be honest with the listeners. I haven't seen it yet, so I'm going to ask you a lot of questions about it. Granger is starring as Will Brown in the new film Moonrise, streaming exclusively on PureFlix December 15th. I got a lot of questions. Number one, when did you think maybe I should get into the acting world?
I didn't. I just, the character I'm playing is a country singer. So My theory is they thought it would be easier to cast a country singer and teach him to act a little bit than it would be to get an actor to actually perform country music, I guess. So it came across through my booking agency. And I still didn't really know if I was going to do it, but I read the script and I was like, you know what? I actually like the story. I identify with this guy, and I want to give it a shot. So that's how it started.
Was it weird to act and perform in a way that you hadn't trained your whole life in front of others?
Yes, it was nerve-wracking. I mean, I think the memorization thing really threw me, because you're like, the sun's going down and all these cameras are there and the actors are all around you. And you don't want to be the guy that messes up the line in front of everyone else and ruins the shot. And I was constantly worried about that.
I did see a clip and you don't have your hat on, which mostly I've only ever seen you with your hat. Did the top of your head feel extra vulnerable?
Yeah, it felt very vulnerable. I just like kept wanting to cover it up with my hand. It's like, this is uncomfortable.
Have you watched it all the way back, like, just with your family or friends, just as, you know, someone viewing it and not watching it as, all right, we need to make edits, or just, have you seen it?
I don't like to watch it. I don't like to watch myself on there, because then I just think about how it could have been better, maybe something I could have changed, and it's hard to watch it.
But have you watched it all the way through as a viewer, not as someone who is going through edits or any of the process? Have you just watched it straight, push play and go?
I went to LA and did a screening of it in the theater. So that's the only time that I wasn't actually working on it. I was just watching it.
And how did you feel watching yourself on the screen? Did you give yourself, did you cringe at all? Or were you like, dang, I'm pretty good?
Yeah. Cringe the whole time. I didn't like it.
Yeah, I don't like it. Yeah, I don't even like to listen to myself do this show, and I've been doing it forever. How? By the way, here he is, Granger Smith. The movie Moonrise. It is out today on PureFlix. Hey, Granger, what is PureFlix? How do I find that?
So that is a new streaming app. Imagine that. But it's from Sony Pictures, and they made a streaming app that's for families. So it's something you can go on there, and you know it's not going to have any cussing or any compromising situations for your kids.
So there are no Granger nude scenes in this?
No, not in this one.
Not on PureFlix.
His next couple, though, you never know. Granger, how's the radio show going?
Man, I just sit behind that mic and I wonder if anyone's listening ever.
But they are. I mean, it's still like, you're going to keep doing it, right?
I mean, that's the plan.
Yeah.
If Premier keeps me, I'll keep doing it. I actually do enjoy it. I'll be honest. I do enjoy it. It's therapeutic at times, just sitting there. And I'll say one thing, that in 2022, every single day of 2022, I've had After Midnight with me. So there's that. It's like brushing my teeth. It's always there.
Granger Smith, After Midnight. Granger Smith, brand new movie. But we want to know, a Granger Smith country music artist, like, what's going on there?
Well, the movie has a soundtrack that came out with it. So that kind of happened by default. I read the script and I was like, can you give me some of these songs that are in the script? And they said, no, we don't have any songs, but we're going to find them. And I was like, you're not going to find songs. So I just decided to write them. And then it ended up being a whole soundtrack for the movie. So that'll be fun, having a soundtrack out.
You're doing it all. And I'm looking at this, and you got to excuse me for 1 second, because the news is just coming across. So they just released the nominations for the Oscars. Granger just got an Oscar nomination.
Wow.
Wow, we're live. Wow, this is breaking right now.
The movie's not even out yet. Yeah, that's crazy.
Wow, yeah. And the category is movies that just came out today on a new streaming platform. Lead act, Granger Smith. Wow, what a day. Granger Smith
amazing.
With the nomination.
What an incredible day.
What a day. Granger, we appreciate the time. Hey, good luck. And I love to see somebody try things that make them a little uncomfortable and to grow as an artist. And I love that you're doing it, man. You do it all the time in so many ways. You're an inspiration to me and so many others. And thank you, Granger. And I guess hopefully we'll see you soon.
Thank you, guys. Love you, Bobby.
All right, there he is. Granger Smith, everybody. Wow. Last night, my wife and I were going to go work out. We're going to go to the boxing gym. And kind of a last-minute thing. And so we get in the car. And the workout was like 5:30. We decided at like 4:45 or so we were going to go. So we grab our crap. We're like, we better leave a few minutes early because traffic can be pretty rough at 5. And although if there's no traffic, we can get there in 9 minutes. You guys know where I live. It can get pretty hairy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Around work being let out. And so we're driving and we leave on time. But traffic was really bad because it was also like rainy. And apparently if a little bit of water comes out of the sky, everybody's an idiot. I don't know. It's just like all of a sudden everybody gets completely idiotic. So it's like 5:27 and we're not there. It's 5:31 and we're still not there. And I'm like, I just can't walk into class. It's already going. I hate being late. And we didn't leave late, but we're like, what do we do? Neither one of us wanted to walk into class. It was already going. And so we found there's a big open field area, like, I don't know, a couple blocks down. And there's a picnic table. So we set our stuff on the picnic table, this open field area. And then we sat there, but that open field area was at the back of a taco place. And we had tacos.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it was
working out.
Yeah, yeah. We went there.
I thought you were going to say you just
made up your
own workout.
That's why I led you that direction. And we were like, well, now what do we do? We went and sat and had tacos since that was our workout.
Good for you.
Thank you. And we had a couple friends that we don't get to see often because they're in the music business, and one of them is on tour all the time. And at this taco place, the tables are very close to each other, and they get seated right next to us, like super close, like so uncomfortably close. Sometimes you're like, why do they put these chairs together?
Like total coincidence.
Total coincidence. Yeah. It was awesome because we were forced to sit there and just stare at each other, which was super cool. We had a great time. So we were halfway through with our meal when they sat down, but like it was a lovely, lovely night talking with them because if we see them, it's always with a group of people. We don't get to really personally one-on-one catch up. I think sometimes I'm bad at that. Like really investing time to go eyeball, as my wife calls it, pupe to pupe.
Yeah.
That's pupil to pupil with people.
I mean, look at the bad traffic made possible.
Huh. You're right. Some of God's greatest gifts is bad traffic.
Yeah. Oh, I've heard that one.
You heard that version?
Kind of.
It's like the verse in Thunder Rolls. He doesn't sing unless he's live. Here's a voicemail from Stephanie in Texas.
I am actually watching the Meghan Markle and Harry documentary on Netflix right now. And it just reminds me a lot of Caitlyn. Like, I feel so bad for her because she's been put through so much for no reason besides the person that she loves. Just wanted to reach out, say, love you, Caitlyn. Keep being a great person. So positive. She's so beautiful. I love her so much. Happy holidays. Or what is it? Merry, merry. I don't know. Thanks, Mike.
No, it's good tidings.
Good tidings.
What ends up hurting my feelings a little bit about what my wife goes through, and there's been heavy security threats, and we don't talk about what she does anymore because people found out what she did last time and harassed her, called her, found her. So and she doesn't want to be a public person, but she also understands there's a little bit that comes to that. She does events. But if any picture of her gets posted, people post it on stuff and just start commenting on everything about her clothes. And if she had big ideas and person and opinions, I would get it. She literally does nothing. And she gets all the scrutiny of somebody who does do something. The only thing that she did was marry me. That's it. And I feel terrible sometimes. Like I feel terrible guilt because she married me and has to deal with people being absolutely ugly is just the word I'll use. Like hateful towards her when one, she's awesome and funny and everything that I say. Yeah, I mean, I think that obviously I married her, but she doesn't do anything to deserve it. Meaning, you wouldn't just go and find somebody on Instagram randomly and then post them on a message board and be like, let's make fun of them and talk crap about them. You wouldn't do that. The only thing she does is married to me. She's not public. She used to be until it got brutal and unsafe and people were nasty. So sometimes people will go like, hey, why doesn't your wife do more? I don't want her to. And she doesn't want to. Mostly she doesn't want to. And now I understand why. Sucks for her, man. So I'm not comparing her to Meghan Markle. I don't know what Meghan Markle goes to because I do not give two craps about the royal family, but I hope she's okay.
Yeah, I didn't know she went through
I'm not interested enough in their life to feel bad for her, but I would, I bet, if I learned more about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's the part the caller's referring to is just that she's in love with Harry. She's not asking for any of this or this type of scrutiny of her coming into the royal family and how they've decided to live their lives. And I think they blame Meghan.
But has she been like, she out about her opinions and like, the royal family sucks or I'm saying this. What is your feedback on what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Is she public like that?
They have spoken out as a couple on certain things that they've happened to them. Like when they did their sit down with Oprah. But I mean, just the simple, like her falling in love with Harry and then marrying him. She was already a public figure. She's an actress.
I know her from that. Yes. I didn't know her.
I
didn't watch
her in Suits.
Yeah. But after she met him, I started to see stories like, oh, she used to be on Deal or No Deal in Suits.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I feel bad for her if she's dealing with stuff that she doesn't deserve. But I used to get a little annoyed at the situation. I'd be like, Caitlyn, just suck it up. And that was very unfair to me. And I would beg her to do things or ask her. And we have a system. If it's over an 8 on an 8 out of 10 scale, she will just drop everything and do it. But if she really doesn't want to do it, and we'll be honest, and it's a 6 or a 7, and she's like, man, I really don't want to do it, our rule, then you don't have to do it. If it's over an 8 and she's a little comfortable, we do it. That's our rule. And I got her to do Bear Grylls with me. And I was like, will you do the show? It'll be awesome. Bear's awesome. And that was a kind of the most public thing that she's done. And she did a cover of a magazine because they called and said, hey, would you guys do it together? She was like, man, I don't really want to do that. But I was like, but we can use it for this, right? Use it for some good we could do for other things. And she was, that's how I convinced her to do everything. Like, if we do this, kids can eat.
Smart.
And so she did it. And after that, the scrutiny that she received for no reason, just people were being so mean to her. I was like, I don't want you, you don't have to do anything ever again. Mm. You don't have to do anything ever again. Because as much as people can say like, hey, get over it, it's the internet, ignore them, they're just sad people. I have had the ability to grow with it. When I had mild success, mild popularity.
For years and years.
Mild
and years
hatred.
Yeah.
And it started little and got bigger. So it was like a parent. And as you have a baby, you get older as a parent, as the baby gets older, you grow right. together. But she didn't. She hops right in, marries me, doesn't have any bold outward opinions, doesn't want to be public, and just gets crushed. And everybody just goes on and scrutinizes her for everything. It sucks. It really hurts my feelings for her. And as I say all that, Amy, that's like you, when you adopted your kids, they were older and you had to adjust quickly. And that was very difficult. And I'm super proud of you for going through with that and still going through with that because you didn't have the time to grow as a parent as your baby grew. You were right in it because they were older kids.
Well, yeah, I feel like parents with newborns too, you're kind of thrown into it and all of a sudden you have this other life that you care about. And that's what I feel like this is growth with you right now. You have this other person in your life, this addition that you care about.
It made me almost think about quitting doing this.
Yeah.
Period. This whole thing, everything.
But you admitted, you said something important. You were like, in the beginning, I didn't understand it. And I was like, whatever, you just got to do this, got to mm-hmm. do this. And so to me, we're seeing that growth in you of like, oh, this is what it's like to care for another person and feel, you know, responsible. And I mean, there's reciprocity. She feels, I'm not saying you're responsible for Caitlin, but in this situation, you kind of are because you brought her into it.
I know, that's why I feel guilt. It's my fault.
Mm-hmm. Right. So
I hate that I'm so charming. Gross. And she just couldn't get enough of me.
It's terrible, man.
I just said you had grown.
I feel bad that she fell in love at first sight and was like, I got to mm-hmm. get a lick of that Tootsie Pop, mm-hmm. you know?
Hey, man, that's not your fault.
That's so yeah. weird. That's exactly how she describes it.
God did it. God made me delectable.
Oh, gosh.
Okay. I do. I do feel very sad for her sometimes. Mm-hmm. And when people go, well, it's the life she chose. She had no idea how awesome /passionate/ sometimes really unfair listeners can be, depending on what the situation is. And I signed up for it. I get paid to do it. It still sucks sometimes when I get mashed, but that's every job has sucky parts to it. Anyway, that's all. Thanks for that voicemail. I didn't know she was going to say that, but it put me on a whole thing.
It makes me want to watch the.
Is that a documentary?
Harry, Meghan. Yeah, I think mm-hmm. it came out on Netflix.
Okay. I saw. Caitlin was watching it one day. She had a break and she was watching some of it. And I was like, what are they doing now? She was like, no, it's a documentary. I was like, is it documentary or propaganda?
Oh.
Because documentaries, if they're made by the person, sometimes are propaganda.
They're trying to send a message.
Yeah. So if they look good, the whole documentary, propaganda.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from St. Petersburg, Florida. A man, after a night of drinking, walking down the street, and the police, you know, on horseback, saying, clear the street, clear the street. Guy walks up, whack, smacks the horse on the butt.
Horse get him?
Horse got him, man. He gets arrested for assault on a police officer.
Uh-oh.
What, is this the horse is a cop.
Yeah.
Is that Tim McGraw?
That's not. They punched a horse.
Okay. It's like, this sounds familiar.
So you're telling me if you slap a horse, that's a cop?
Yes.
I don't disagree with it. I just didn't know that was the rule.
That's cool.
Same thing if you hurt a cop dog.
Uh-huh.
It's like hurting a cop.
Wow.
Because they are protected law enforcement.
Good.
Yeah, I agree. Did the horse kick him?
It'd
be funny if so. Just say yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Got him.
Nailed him right in the chest.
Got him. Oh. Got him. All right, there you go.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
We drafted best Christmas songs yesterday. We all made our teams. You want the results?
Yes.
Yeah.
So Amy went first overall. Her first pick was All I Want for Christmas from Mariah Carey and White Christmas, Brett Eldridge, and Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays. Amy had 26% of the vote. How do you feel about that before I tell you what place it came in?
I have no idea. I feel okay. 26% well, there's five divided people. By five.
Hey, you can't good. Be in last place.
I have a fourth of it.
Wow. You, can't you did
in,
pretty well.
You can't be in last place.
Okay.
Lunchbox. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Blue Christmas from Elvis, and Last Christmas from Wham. You had 15% of the vote.
That's not bad.
I don't know if that's good, because if you got 26, there's 70-something percent out there. Oh.
I had Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree, Brenda Lee, Silent Night, Brett Eldridge, and White Christmas. I have 21%. So far, Amy's still in the lead.
Oh, dang. Man, I'm oh, gaining. Man,
we're
I'm
losing good. Percentages. You haven't gotten to me yet.
Yeah, I know. No, well, I'm down at last.
Morgan and Eddie.
Oh, my goodness.
Morgan, you had It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year from Andy Williams, Last Christmas, Taylor Swift, and It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas. Eddie, you had Jingle Bells, Generic, Frosty the Snowman, Burl Ives, Jam. And Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
Jams.
I'll say this, Amy was the winner.
Oh!
Wow. Wow.
Nice job.
Okay.
Good job, Amy.
Nice job.
Wow, I never win drafts.
Eddie.
Yo, what's up, man?
You got 14% in last place.
Oh, yes, by 1%.
You lost by 7 votes to Lunchbox.
7 votes?
Oh, my God.
You sons of-
Morgan, you're with me.
Yes. What on we earth? Tied?
Yeah, second place.
Nice.
Amy, good job.
Oh. Thank you.
Hey, can you tell me who those 7 people are?
Yeah. Michael Smith from Fresno.
Dang it.
So sorry about that, buddy.
That's Burl crazy. Eyes, man, that was the one.
Yeah, you just got to go generic. Well, I mean, Lunchbox, you guys are both in there.
I mean, I didn't understand. Yeah. I really didn't understand. It's tough.
Picking Christmas songs?
It was just tough. Like, I don't know any artists. I don't know who sings what. I just listen to them and jam out.
You jam out to those songs.
Yeah.
I doubt that.
The Jerry Jones special of us going to the Cowboys game is up. Go search 25 Whistles to hear that. We're very appreciative that you listen. And tomorrow, A Spicy Christmas, the very uncomfortable Christmas gift exchange right here on the show. That's tomorrow. Thank you, guys. See you then. Goodbye. Bobby Bone, come
on. Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.